So Sfas-Emes has an interesting drasha on this week's parsha, and he really connects a bunch of things together. And he quotes not only from Shischa, as we'll see, but hopefully we will learn from Kol Adam, as we say. So the pasuk tells us ki yirchak mimcha makom. Let's say for one reason or another you're not living right next to the Beis HaMikdash. So what do you do? Because that's the situation we're in. It's Hashem, we shouldn't be in that situation for long. But let's say ki yirchak mimcha makom, that you're not next to the Beis HaMikdash. So the pasuk tells us asher yivcha Hashem lekach l'shem shmo Hashem zavachta mi b'karcha mitzoncha, and you want to eat meat, but you're not next to the Beis HaMikdash. When you bring karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, so you get to eat the meat. What if you're not next to the Beis HaMikdash? How do you do the meat? So Rashi tells us that these pesukim lo sucha lasos shalom b'chol yom k'mo achshav. That's what Rashi says, like now. Or he's saying k'mo achshav, like Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Jewish people, k'mo achshav sheha mishkan holech imachem v'zavachta kasher tzivizich l'amad sheyesh tzivoy bezvicha heach yishchot. This is where we get the halachos of shechita from. Doesn't exactly go through exact details here, but we have other references to it in other parts of the Torah. But the pesukim go on to say you can't eat blood, and you have to make sure that they're kosher animals, etc., etc. So it says the Sfas Emes, haklal ki al yedei haratzon v'hashechek lidivok ba'Hashem, lidvok ba'Hashem. I think the word davak is probably is most usually used in the form of piel, which we lidavik or dibuk. Fine, but lidvok ba'Hashem echad yuchal istabik b'chol makom shehu. You're able to connect with Hashem no matter where you are. You don't have to be next to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, kiyir chach mimcha makom. You might be far away right now. Sounds a little, we can say it geographically, we could also say that on a Hasidic level, figuratively, right? You feel Hashem is far away from you. You should know, Hashem's kingship is everywhere. We're going into the month of Elul, where we try to calibrate our perspective, that Hashem is everywhere, and He's the King in all of the world. Maybe on the outside, in the physical world, you find that there's a distance, that you're not necessarily in close proximity to Hashem. And what's the advice? Ha'etza, the suggestion is to want to be close to Hashem. Okay? And when you want to be close to Hashem, so then it'll happen. That will come. So it's interesting. We said last week from the Chiddush Arim, Hakol b'di shamayim chutz miyir Hashemayim. Everything's in the hands of Hashem, except for the fear of Hashem. What did that mean to the Chiddush Arim? It means that every request that we make, Hashem can decide yes or no. But there's one thing He can't decide, and that is if we ask for yiras Hashem. If we want to fear Hashem, Hashem has to give it to us. He has to give us that internal compass that wants to be close to Hashem. So then the Sfas Emes says in this week's parsha, "Ha'itza haratzon v'hachuk l'karev Hashem v'hakasuv mavticho kiyavo." If you want to be close to Hashem, Hashem will allow it to happen. Hashem will make it happen. It's interesting where exactly from the psukim he sees this, but either way, that's what he says. Not necessarily what he's saying here, but he says, "Ubasa alamak ashi." If you're making a dharma, it's a separate thing. He doesn't exactly see it from the psukim. You don't see it from the psukim, but he says, Kiyavo, that it will come. I might be quoting from the wrong psukim here. The pasuk starts with this, Kiyirchak Mimcha Makom, but then he quotes from an Asata Kesef, which might be later in the parsha, but it's not in this immediate paragraph. But either way, so he says, when it says kesef, it's about, it's also about the relationship with Hashem, of nichsof, nichsafta, which could be understood in different ways, but you're approaching Hashem, you might be bashful to Hashem, v'tzarta perish liyot nechkak mitzuyar haitev b'lev. V'tzartza kesef biyadecha. I don't know if that's in the pasuk either, but maybe he's quoting from the Midrash that I don't have. I don't know. But v'tzartza is a lashon of it being drawn on your heart. B'pnimus levav rak l'Hashem yisbarach v'yadcha hu hakoach v'ikar achius. That uviyadcha biyadecha. V'nasata kesef biyadecha. That the v'tzartza kesef biyadecha. That the money will be in your hand. What does that mean, in your hand? It's the koach, that you have the ability, the strength to go forth with it, and that's going to be when you have Hashem with you, you'll have that strength. Shalolish koach avas Hashem uchukah nal af v'chol masav. Even with any activity that you do, you should never forget this ratzon Hashem you should have. V'gam kebshutza v'chol shetaveh. Bakar tzon yayin shechar yeh niskar ava hi karis Hashem v'ask el amakom. So that's where he brings in the rest of the parsha here. He says, no matter what you're doing, whether it includes cattle, sheep, your wine, your beer, whatever it is, yeniskar ava hikaris l'Hashem v'az el hamakom. Whenever you remember those things, you will be el hamakom. You will be there geographically. Maybe not geographically, but spiritually, you will be there if you remember Hashem in everything that you do. V'av shalo yucho livo befoal, lavo befoal, even though you can't necessarily go with your legs to the Beis HaMikdash. Mikol makom achshava tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa. When you have a good thought, when you have a thought that you want to be close to Hashem, so Hashem is going to include it to be part of your activity. He's going to consider that itself as the reward. He's going to consider a reward based on just that thought alone. V'ashar onsa k'man David, and the rest of the fact that you're not going in the physical world, that's you're an ones. There's no Beis HaMikdash. You're not able to go. V'yuchal lahamin kinidvak b'shorsh nafsho afsheinu b'foal, and you can have that same level of emuna, of devekus with Hashem, even if you can't go in the physical world. And then he quotes from the Sfarno. I don't think I've ever seen this from the Sfas Emes, that he quotes from the Sfarno. But he quotes an interesting line from the Sfarno that he then paraphrases in his own way, in a very Sfas Emes way. The Sfarno says at the beginning of the Parsha, Re'e anochi nosein lefnecha mayom bracha uklal. Right? That's Hashem says that part at the beginning of the Parsha, or Moshe. I've given before you a bracha and a klal. Then the Sfarno says, Habita ure'e, shelo yeh in yonecha al ofen beinoni. That it shouldn't be in your eyes like something you can go in between. Re'ani nosein levnechem hayom bracha uklala. You have one of two choices. You can either choose bracha or you can choose klala. There's no such thing as what the Sfarno says as beinoni. When it comes to this choice, you can't have a little bit of bracha and a little bit of klala. Now, he doesn't exactly explain how exactly that manifests itself. Why isn't there a beinoni? Because you can clearly make choices that are good and choices that are bad. But then the Sfas Emes picks up where the Sfarno doesn't fill in. The Sfas Emes says the following: Ki ein le'ish Yisrael derech memutze. There's no such thing as a middle ground. Rak leida im yekabel omachul shemayim b'chol ma'asav limsor nafshel Hashem echad habracha. If you accept Hashem, and in everything in your life, that's going to manifest itself. So that's considered bracha. Vim lo kein. If you don't accept Hashem, assume the ol machl shemayim, the burden of Hashem's commandments, so then that's going to be a klala. You might be doing other things, but you haven't necessarily accepted Hashem yet. V'yeshlev, and he says ayin sham. Look at the Sfarno. Sfarno doesn't really say that. But if you look at the Sfarno, like the Sfas Emes looks at the Sfarno, so then that's what you see. So it's very interesting, because oftentimes we see life as a conglomerate of choices, right? You do this, you do that, you add them all up, you get all these mitzvos, you get all these averos, you put them on the scales for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and you see which one outweighs. Says Sfas Emes, it's not really true. And this really brings it back to Elul, which is tomorrow night. What is the whole point? The whole point, as David HaMelech tells us, is Achas She'alti Me'es Hashem. There's only one thing that you have to choose. And that is, do you or do you not want to be Mekabel O Machl Shemayim? Do you want Hashem in your life or do you not want Hashem in your life? And once you decide that, you've decided Bracha Reklala. And everything else follows through. And we're going to continue in a bit about those times where it doesn't follow through. But that's what he says, the Sfarno is saying. There's no such thing as being a little bit pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not pregnant. You either have Hashem in your life, or you don't have Hashem in your life. Right? Some things you can have middle ground. You can have a little bit of chutzpah, you can have a lot of bit of chutzpah, you can have, this is the Rambam, right? The Rambam's Shvil HaZahav. When it comes to every midah in life, you have to have a middle ground. Sometimes you have to be stingy, sometimes you have to be a philanthropist. Depends on the situation. You have to find the middle ground, right? But there are two things you never find the middle ground on, which are, anyone know? Gaiva.
Giving tzedakah?
No, because giving tzedakah is bad if you give too much, right? Because we have a chiyuv to not give too much tzedakah, or an isser to not do too much tzedakah. Gaiva is one. You can never be too haughty. It's interesting because there are gemaras that imply that you should have a shminis, a little bit of gaiva. But the other one, so that's one that you never go in the middle. You always go all the way to the extreme. The other one is, anyone? Kas. You should never get angry. That's an interesting one also. But, because there are versions of anger that you're allowed to have, but more in terms of discipline, not in terms of real anger. You should always try to get rid of all true anger, but you can present anger. You can't actually be angry. Obviously, that's easier to say than to do. But Rav Simcha Bonim says, in this case, there's no Shvil HaZahav. You're either all in or you're not in. So, what was that? There was a football player recently that the coach said that to him, right? The guy with the helmet thing. Was that Antonio Brown? Was he the one with the helmet thing?
Yeah.
Antonio Brown. So the coach, either the coach or the owner afterwards said to him, it's time for him to decide, are you all in or all out? What was the other part of the sentence? All in or all out? Right, so says you're either all in or you're all out. There's no such thing as being in the mimutza. There's no middle ground here. So he's quoting from his grand rabbi, the Rav Simcha Banim. What does the pasuk say? These are the laws that I give before you. Lifnechem means they're in front of you for you to take. Says the Rav Simcha Banim. It doesn't mean that they're just in front of you, but they are before you. Lifnechem meaning before your own existence, before you make any decisions. Says Rav Simcha Banim, Lios mishpate Hashem kodem lahavayas ha'adam v'chavivim lahavayaso. That more important than a person's going through life is first deciding how he's going to go through life. Before he makes any decisions, before he does any activities, first is Eila HaMishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem. These are the Mishpatim you have to know about before you do anything. Lifnehem, before they go and do any activities. Kein Gam Kein Lios Yistakl Zeb Bebez Drachim Kodem Havayas Adam. Vegan Kepshuto Kodem Kol Masel Yistakl Hetev Shia Bederach Hatov L'Shem Shemayim. And so too with every decision that we make. Before we go and do anything, we have to say, what does Hashem want from me in this situation? Ve'az Yizke Liros Eze Derach Hatov K'ma Shekosef Ramban Zal. And then similarly, the Ramban has a different shtickle on in Parshas. Either Aschan and Devarim. You have to look through the Ramban's parish and see which one it is. Even then, maybe you wouldn't understand it like the Sfasemis would understand it. But either way, he says the Ramban has a similar idea. And then he goes into Shabbos. We've had this shiur for maybe a month or two, and we haven't yet spoken about Shabbos. But the Hasidim love to use Shabbos as the paradigm of existence. And here is one of those examples. Amar Avi Zakeni. Who was Avi Zakeni for the Sfasemis? Quoted him last week a couple times. Avi Zakeni means my grandfather, the Chidush Yerim, Rav Yitzchak Meir Alter, the immediate student of Rav Simcha Banim Sheskha. Says, Higid B'Su'uda Gimel, right, Shal Shiris, Shal Shabbos, Hi B'Chinas, Kasha Alai Predaschem. We say this by Shmi Netzeres. Hashem says to the Jewish people at the end of Sukkot, I don't want you to leave. I want you to stick around. Before we had all the other nations of the world, represented by the Karbanos, I want you to stick around. So therefore we have Shmini Atzeres, because Hashem doesn't want us to leave. Says the Sfasemes, quoting from his grandfather, the Chidush Harim, Shal Shudas is the same way. We've spent all of Shabbos together. I want to have one more meal with you. As we know, the Seudos are typically once a day, twice a day, three times in one day, so that last one is very special. It's extra.
V'yesh l'adam l'hishtokek sh'lo yishkach mena ha'aras ha'Shabbos kol yimei ha'Shavua.
And that Shabbos should be taken with you for the rest of the week. Right? So similar like what he was saying just now. You first decide, you can either choose bracha or klala. And you make that choice before you do anything else. Beforehand, you make that choice, and then you go through your week. You go through your activities. Same too, when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is the beginning of the week. Shabbos starts your decision process by saying, this is who I want to be. Now I'm going to go Sunday through Friday using that perspective. So he says,
the problem is tshuva overcomes all that.
We'll get there. We're coming to that. Good point. I'm not really sure where you're going, but he does talk about tshuva.
Good.
Yeah, so I think he's going to get to that. Yeah, he talks about it at the end of the paragraph. So says the Sfas Emes, the Isa Vayinafash, that you rested, Vay of the Nefesh. I lost my Nefesh. Vikshi Rav Al Shem Tov, right, from Shabbos. Right, on Shabbos we have an extra dose of spirituality. So we say, Vayinafash, Vay of the Nefesh, we complain or we're distraught over the loss of that extra spirituality after Shabbos. Vikshi Rav Al Shem Tov. We don't often see the Sfas Emes quoting the Baal Shem Tov directly, but here he says it, Baal Shem Tov. He says the Baal Shem. Kizeh, he says Harav Baal Shem, which is interesting because the Baal Shem Tov didn't have smicha. But, okay.
So how do we know it's the Baal Shem Tov and not one of the other?
That's a good kasha, actually. I don't know. There were other Baalei Shem. I presume that he's talking about Baal Shem Tov because he has a Hishtal Shalos Hadoros from his Rebbeim. But it is a potential good question. Kizeh Shaykh B'Sof Shabbos V'lo B'Haschala. Wait a second. The Pasuk Vayinafash, we say it at the beginning of Shabbos in Kiddush, right? Or it's really talking about the beginning of Shabbos, Vayinafash, that's when you started to rest on Shabbos. So why are we saying Vayinafash means Vay of the Nefesh? Right? Why is it we lost our soul? No, Vayinafash is the beginning of Shabbos. So why are we saying, oh, we lost our Nefesh? Wait a second, Vayinafash is when Shabbos starts, not when Shabbos ends. So why are we distraught? We haven't lost the Nefesh yet. Says the Baal Shem Tov, a beautiful idea of a teretz. Ki al yedei sheyodeya ha'adam zeh sha'achar Shabbos yisulak menu haras nesham yisera, yis amitz b'yeser oz l'histabek b'Shabbos kodesh, od bo nishmaso, erev Shabbos, ayin sham huvu dvar b'sefer zichron os. I don't know what that sefer is. I don't know if it exists anymore. But he says the Baal Shem Tov, vay of the nefesh, at the beginning of Shabbos, we're already worried about losing our nefesh. Right? The beginning of Shabbos, we feel such a spirituality, we feel so connected, and all of a sudden we say at Kiddush, Shavas Vayinafash, Vay Avda Nefesh, I'm so distraught over the fact that after Shabbos I'm going to lose my Nefesh. This beautiful thing that I have with me, this spiritual sort of more immediate tapping into Hashem's existence, I'm going to lose it at the end of Shabbos. So says the Sfas Emes, that we're reminding ourselves of that at the beginning of Shabbos, so we can make the most of it through Shabbos. Right, oftentimes we get to end of Shabbos and we're like, oh no, we lost, we have to go back into the work week. Oh no, what are we going to do? Now we have to go back to real life. Says the Baal Shem Tov, according to the Sfas Emes, you have to understand that you're going to lose your nefesh from the beginning of Shabbos, so you can remind yourself to make the most of Shabbos while it's still there. That all of the week you should remember what you lost. 4 days ago, 5 days ago, 6 days ago. You should always remember Shabbos, not the next Shabbos, but the Shabbos that was. You should always be thinking, oh my gosh, I lost Shabbos, I want it back. Just as much as you're going to be distraught over the Shabbos that you lost, that's how much you're going to be besimcha over the Shabbos you'll have. I remember when we were in high school, right, whenever we'd lose a really important basketball game. So we would always say, remember this feeling. Remember how bad it feels to lose, because that's how good it's going to feel when you win. So it says the Sfas Emes, the same thing is true with Shabbos. If you remember how awful it feels that you don't have Shabbos anymore, when Shabbos comes back tomorrow night, you'll feel that much better. That's how good you'll feel when you have Shabbos back. That's the same thing as Shabbos is the same as tshuva. What does that mean? Sheshav hakol reishiso. That on Shabbos, everything goes back to its pristine state, to to its paradigmatic existence. That Shabbos is the time where we come back. We revisit Hashem in our pristine state. We don't have all of the Olam Hazeh distracting us. We don't have our phones and our work and the numbers and the files. We don't have anything distracting us. We can just sit and bask in the glory of Hashem on Shabbos. And that's what tshuva is all about. Tshuva is about going back to what we had originally. Going back to our pristine states of Shabbos. That's what we're trying to do at Shal Shudis. We're saying to ourselves, I want to hold on to Shabbos. I want to hold on to Shabbos. I know I'm going into the week now. I should always remember this feeling on Shabbos. That I'm always trying to get back to Shabbos. Back to tshuva. Same idea. I'm not really sure. I've heard that pasuk before. I don't know where it is or what it means. Same thing with the tefillin during the weekday. That's also supposed to be a reminder. But comes the Sfas Emes, connects a whole bunch of ideas, as you heard, and explains that I'm giving to you today a bracha and a klala. It's one choice. The only choice you have to make. Are you going to have bracha or klal? Are you going to be mekabel o ma'achal shemayim or not? And once you're mekabel o ma'achal shemayim, that should bring you through all of your activities. That's what it means. From Elah HaMishpatim Asher Tassim Lifnayim. You decide about Mishpatim. You decide about following Hashem before Lifnayim. Before you do anything. And that's what it means. The Shul Shabbos. That Shabbos Vayinafash Vayavda Nefesh. Before we go into the week. Before we go into the week, we have Shabbos, and we remind ourselves throughout the week of that Shabbos that once was, so that we can always go back to it. But that decision, or that feeling, that spiritual perspective comes first, and that should carry us through. Same thing happens in our parsha, same thing happens, and the same thing happens with Shabbos that we're going into now, and as Michael had alluded to, the same thing is true when it comes to tshuva. Tshuva is that we're supposed to remember and make that first decision, and then throughout our lives, we're trying to always get back to that first decision, that I'm going to be living davak b'Hashem, the bracha over the klala, and that's what we're going through into Elul, and as I connected myself, achas sha'atim yes Hashem, as the Sfarno says, there's no derech memutza. There's no in-between stage. You're either going to choose the bracha, or you're going to choose the klala. It's one decision. Achas sha'ati. That's my one request, that I want to be with Hashem, and hopefully throughout this month of Elul, and into Tishrei, and through the Yamim Tovim, we'll be able to feel that achas sha'ati of life, of choosing the bracha over the klala, and that should infuse everything we do, like Shabbos infuses the rest of the week. Yeah, Michael?
Quick general question. This gentleman seems to be only worried about himself. What can I do to make my Shabbos
better? This is not the only thing he says.
What about everyone else?
Yeah.
I want to do Shabbos. I like Shabbos because all of Israel is going to...
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, good.
God didn't make the Torah only for me.
Good.
He wants everyone.
You're right. You think
it.
He disagrees with that?
He's only talking about what he can do.
He's only one paragraph of his whole book. Look how big this book is.
But he's going to make a Shal Shudas. Did he say to invite anyone to it?
He's talking about one aspect of Shal Shudas. This is not the entirety of Shal Shudas. He has a lot of things to say, trust me, about Shal Shudas. Baruch Hashem, it's a big book. And Emir Hashem will get to a lot of different ideas. He's not saying this is the only thing about Shal Shudas. He's not saying this is the only thing about Shabbos. He has a lot of things to say. Emir Hashem, we'll see much more of it as we go on through these Thursday nights of Shishcha on the Parsha. We'll say things from other Rebbeim also. Mirtz Hashem will learn a lot from a lot of different people. Halom Kol Adam. Just a reminder, next week, Mincha is going to be at 7:50, so this class will be at about 8:20 next Thursday night. Shkayach.